The Winter Train by Suzanne Isern and Esther Garcia. Welcome to the Wilkinson Public Library's Story Walk Project. The Story Walk Project was created by Anne Ferguson of Montpelier, Vermont, and developed in collaboration with the Kellogg Hubbard Library. Thanks to our partners, the Friends of the Library in the town of Telluride Parks and Recreation. Dawn was breaking in the northern forest as the leaves fell from the trees. The animals woke up and started to pack their bags. "Help! I can't find my toothbrush," said Wildcat worriedly. "I need another suitcase. Can anyone lend me one?" said Deer, who was quite vain. "Don't forget to turn off the light, Rabbit. Last year it was on for more than 6 months," said Badger. Once their bags were packed, it was time to say goodbye. "Don't worry about me," said White Owl. "Someone's got to stay behind and look after the forest. Anyway, I love the cold." "Winter goes by really fast. We'll be fine," said Frog to the fish, who were swimming sadly in the river. "I'll miss you, Den," said Fox, waving goodbye to his home. At midday, they all met at the foot of the oldest tree. That was where the train stopped. "Every time we leave the northern forest, I feel homesick," sighed Partridge. "And when we leave the southern forest, we feel exactly the same," said Hedgehog. "Hang on, wait, don't leave me here," yelled Tortoise, who was the last to arrive as usual. Then suddenly, choo-choo, choo-choo, the winter train was arriving. Choo-choo, choo-choo. As it did every year at this time, it would take the animals from the northern forest to the southern forest, where they could spend the cold months in a warmer climate. Once they were aboard the train, the animals found their seats. "I prefer to be by the window. Otherwise, I get all queasy," said Groundhog. "I can trust you, can't I?" said Goat, as he sat down next to Wolf. "I'll be more comfortable in the coat closet," said Bat, who preferred dark places. And so the winter train chugged toward the south. Although the journey would take a few hours, the animals were all in high spirits, chatting, singing, and playing cards. Suddenly, Gannett jumped out of his seat. "Oh no," she cried. "We've forgotten Squirrel. We've got to go back and get her." "But if we go back, we could get trapped in the snow," said Beaver, pointing to the dark clouds outside the window. "We cannot leave Squirrel behind. She can't stand the cold," said Ferret. "Well, that's settled then. Let's go and find her," said all the animals together. The conductor brought the train to a halt and turned back. It got colder and colder, and the first snowflakes began to fall. When they got back to the northern forest, the landscape was covered in a blanket of white. Gannett jumped off the train and bounced through the snow toward Squirrel's house. Squirrel's tree stood in a lonely spot. Gannett climbed up the trunk until she reached Squirrel's den. In one corner, her friend was huddled up in a ball. She was shivering so much that Gannett could hear her teeth rattling together. "Squirrel, come on! The train's waiting for us," said Gannett, waking her with a start. "You came back to rescue me," said Squirrel, shuddering from the cold. "Last night I was counting stars until late, and when I woke up, the train had already left." Gannett and Squirrel ran back to the train. On seeing that Squirrel was safe, all of the animals jumped up and down with joy and smothered her with hugs and kisses. The conductor started up the engine again, but it had snowed so much that the train tracks were completely covered. They were trapped. The sun was setting behind the mountains. It was getting colder and colder, and the animals began to lose hope. After thinking for a while, Bear had a good idea. "Let's try to clear the snow off the tracks," We can do it if we work together. And so the animals jumped down from the train and began to clear away the snow. Bear shoveled great clumps with his huge claws, while the smallest animals cleaned off the rest with their paws and wings. Soon, there was no snow left on the rails. The heat of the motors had melted the snow closest to the train. Some of the animals also helped by pushing the train from the back. Then suddenly, choo-choo, choo-choo, the train started to move. Choo-choo, choo-choo. The animals quickly jumped back onto the train and returned to their seats. They'd done it. Night fell over the northern forest as the snow covered the trees. Squirrel was still curled up, trying to get warm under Eagle's huge wings. The animals smiled, satisfied. Some of them were holding paws, while others were fast asleep, snoring quietly. Meanwhile, the winter train chugged through the dark, dark night, through the freezing air toward the promise of the southern forest. The end.